Okay, so we spoke last week was the Gemara in Baba Kama. Where Rabba taught us a halacha that a roidif, who you're allowed to kill, you're also allowed to destroy his money. Right? We said that either the nirdaf or somebody else is allowed to is potter if they break the money of the roidif. What if they break someone else's money? If they're masik someone else or they steal from someone else? We said, Aser, you're not allowed to be matzal atzmai b'mama in chaveroi, which we said obviously doesn't mean Aser, it means chayiv. If you're matzal atzmai b'mama in chaveroi, you're chayiv. Okay? However, if you're matzal someone else b'mama in chaveroi, you're potter, it's a takana der abonon, and Machavir said it's like the Good Samaritan rule. I don't know what that is, but if you do, then it sounds like it's this. So the point is that there's a takana derabanan on saving someone else's money, but the roidif's money, for sure you're allowed to save. There's more. The roidif's money, for sure you're allowed to save, because lo yeh. You're allowed to kill him. So if you're allowed to kill him, you're surely allowed to steal for be mazik his money. The case that we want to talk about now is you're on a boat, and the boat is sinking, and you decide to throw off someone else's suitcase. So do you have to pay for the suitcase? Because also lahatzel atz may be mamon chaveroi.
Question is, if you have to, you're both going to sink anyway. The suitcase is lost anyway.
Okay, so throw off yours. Why are you throwing off his? That's the shaila. The shaila is, well, what are you throwing off his suitcase for? So the emes is that there's two gemaras, unbelievable, two gemaras, and the gemaras seem to be a stira. And so we have to see how the Rambam addressed this and how the Poskim address it. So you look on page 1 of the pamphlet from last week. It's the same Mara Kaimis. So it's a Mefurish Gemara in Hagoizel, in Baba Kama, Kuf Tezayin Amud Beis. Tanu Rabbanon. Svina Shaisa Malachas Bayam. Omar Alea Nachshol L'toiva. So there's a Svina going, and all of a sudden there's a big storm, and the storm is about to throw the boat over. Vehikilu mimasa, and they started throwing things off the ship. Mechashvin lefi masri vein mechashvin lefi mamun. The way you do it is that everybody in the boat is mechuyev to throw off a certain amount of weight. Now, you can't say, look, your weight is worth, what do you have in there? 17 sweaters and, you know, whatever. What I have in there is, I have chashuv stuff in there. I have stones. I have electronic. I have important things in there. No, you don't say that. Everybody has mechuyev to figure out 10 pounds. Throw off 10 pounds. That's how you do it. Now, since everyone's mechuyev to throw off 10 pounds, if everyone's being lazy, one guy can go through the entire cargo and throw off 10 pounds of everything. It's not chayiv, obviously, because everyone's mechuyev to throw off the pounds. Obviously, if there's people on the boat that want to keep their stuff, so they can negotiate with someone else, say, look, throw 20 pounds off of your stuff, and I'll pay you. So I don't have to throw off my stuff. But the point is, everyone's mechuyev lefi masoi v'loy lefi mamin. Okay, so that would seem to indicate that if you went ahead and threw off 20 pounds of someone else's stuff and kept yours, avad yachayev, you're not allowed to do that. I mean, right? So that's the first gemara, that everybody is mechuyev to throw off their stuff.
Mechuyev for
20
or
only 10? Only 10. Now, that's one gemara. But there's another gemara, which is on Kuf Yud Zayin Amud Beis, in the next daf, on page 2 in the Maamar Kaimis, that it says like this. It's the first wide line. Hahu Gavra, there was a man, Da'akdim Va'asik Chamra L'mavra. He brought a donkey onto some sort of boat, kamei desliku inchi b'mavra, before the boat crossed the river. As the boat, so you know, we all try to be polite and everything, and this guy's bringing his donkey on the boat, and I'm like, buddy, I mean, no pets allowed, you know what I mean? What do you, what? Yeah, so, what? Yeah, so, you know, okay, look, I'm going to keep my mouth shut. All of a sudden, boy, let buye. Now, this donkey's jumping all over the boat, and it's rocking the boat. And it's causing the boat to be besakana. So, boy, let buye. It's coming to sink the boat. Asa hahu gavra, malach le lechamra, lehu gavra, v'shad yil nahara, v'tova. So, one guy got fed up, and he decided, you know what, I'm throwing this. You can see right here. I'm throwing this boat. I'm throwing the chamra. I'm throwing the donkey off the boat. This donkey's sitting here jumping all over the place. It's very unsettling. I'm throwing the donkey off. Also, lakame de rabba. He came before rabba, patre. And rabba said he's potter. The guy who threw the donkey off is potter. So, frek the gemara, I'm le'abaye v'amatza atzmei v'mamon chaveirehu. How could Rabbah say that he's potter? Don't we have the Gemara that we learned last week? So you're sitting here, why are you throwing off the donkey? Maybe we should just figure out the weight and throw it off. You're matzah atzmei b'mamon chaveri.
In this case,
it
sounds like the donkey is the source of the problem.
Says Dr. Gemara, Amalei, hi meikar aroidif hava. The donkey is aroidif. Because the donkey is causing the problems. Since the donkey is causing the problems, you're allowed to throw the donkey off directly. And the donkey's a roidif. And we already learned that if the person, the owner of the donkey, would be jumping up and doing, you know, somersaults on the boat, causing it to be, you would be able to throw him off. So memela lo ye mamoyne chomer migufa. You're for sure allowed to. That's the shach says. The shach says that it doesn't mean that the donkey's a roidif. It means that the donkey's owner is a roidif. Because he's it's his mom and that you're allowed to throw off. But the point is that since the sakana is coming from the donkey directly, you're allowed to throw the donkey off the boat. And it's not considered matzatz my b'mam and chaveroi because the donkey itself is a roidif. Okay? So, what would you say? I would say luggage you're not allowed to throw off. A donkey you're allowed to throw off.
It's a roidif because
that's what it sounds like. What?
A roidif is a specific thing that's going to kill you.
I don't know if it's mazik you, maybe it's different. You're allowed to be mazik someone. I don't know. You're allowed to be mazik someone to protect him from being mazik you. I don't know. That's what he's asking. I would right now we're talking about sinking the boat. I don't know about being mazik. Okay, so these two gemaras seem to be pretty clear. Let's see the Rambam. The Rambam is in Perk. It's the last Rambam in Sefer Nezikin. It's the last Rambam. No, I don't know if it's in Nezikin, but it's the last Rambam in Chovel Mazik. So the Rambam brings down Perk Ches Halacha Yud Beis Yud Gimel Yud Dal Tezvav. He brings down all of these halachas. It's on page 4 in the pamphlet. So the Rambam paskins like this in Halacha Yud Beis. Roid if Shai Roid if Acha Chaver Lahargo. If you have a roid if that's coming to kill someone, Oyle Dvar Avera or trying to do an Avera to someone, Veshavar Sakelim, and the roid if broke Kalim, Benchel near Duff Benchel called on Potam and Atashlum and Mishkai Benafra Vikim Sharadav hit to Atzmul Misa. That's what you said the first week is that the roid if himself is Potter from damages. Near Duff, the person who's being chased, Shashavar Kalim shall roid if. Also potter, because lo yem emoyne chaviv migufay. Vim shavar kli acherim. And if he tried to save himself with someone else's kelim, like we said last week, you threw a vase at someone, you're chayiv to pay. Shamatza atzma b'momon chaviv, you're chayiv. Misha rodaf achar haroidif lo yishia. But if it's a third party who's coming to save him, v'shiver as a kelim, v'shiver called him potter. V'lo min adin el takanahi. Shelo yimana melahatzil. We don't want the person to stop or to be delayed in his you know, eagerness to save his friend. Okay? That's a takana, and we cleared last week what happens if both he and someone else are b'sakana. Do you say this takana or not? Do you say probably he's not going to hold back from saving his friend because he's also in the same sakana as his friend? That we said last week from the Pnei Yeshua, whatever it is, fine. Now comes the Shver Rambam, Halacha Tezvav, the last Rambam here. Zok the Rambam, Sfina shechoshva lihi shaver, a Sfina that is about to break. That's a Lashon, that Lashon is a Lashon in the Pasuk in Yoina. Shechoshva lihi shaver, it's a funny Lashon. It's a Pasuk in Yoina. Mikovid hamasui, from the weight, va'amad echad mehen, and one of them got up, v'heikil mimasa, and threw off the load, v'hishlich bayam, and he threw it into the yam, potter. Why? Shehamasa shabah, because the weight, k'moy roidif, acherim l'argam, the weight is like a roidif. U'mitzvah rabba asa shehishlich, and therefore he did a big mitzvah, he saved people's lives, v'yishim, and he saved the people. So Rambam says that the cargo is like a roidif, and you're allowed to throw off whatever you want in order to save the people's lives. So if you've been following, you would probably say what the Ravid does, which is that it's opposite the Gemara. The Gemara said that everyone has to throw off kefi the weight. You don't just throw off, you don't say I'm potter, no. Right? The Ravid asks, Ein kan loy melech v'loy tavlin. This doesn't have any flavor, this psak. She'ein kan din roidif klal. The cargo is not a roidif. Ein zed doyme lemaisa d'chamra. It's not like the case of the chamar. V'din zeh she'etal ayam avi v'shetal mishal ish echa mechashvin al kulam lefi masam. So the Ravid said, why did the Rambam didn't quote the Gemara properly? This is kash on the Rambam. The Rambam seems to say that you would be permitted to throw off, or potter, if you did throw off, a suitcase off the boat. And the Gemara didn't seem like that. The Gemara that we learned seemed to say that it's only if the Chamor is making problems. But otherwise, it's lefi masui. You have to divide it up by weight. And then Muki Yosef, the Kesef Mishnah brings down, explains that this is the Ravid's problem. How could he do this? So there's a few different pshatim in the Rambam. What? Okay, right. Okay, but that's anyway. The Gemara said you're chayv. Yeah. So, what's pshat over here? So there's one pshat in the sma. He brings a pshat that maybe the Rambam's not saying. When he's saying he's potter, what he means is he's potter as an individual, but he has to pay as a member of the boat. In other words, if no one's acting and he runs to the cargo, they have to get rid of 100 pounds and there's 100 people. So everyone really should be throwing off 1 pound. This guy doesn't have time, so he runs down to the thing. Everyone's sitting there waiting. So he runs down to the cargo and he takes one suitcase that's 100 pounds and he throws it over. So, Dr. Ramam, he's potter. Says the Sma, what he really means is, he's not arguing on the Gemara. What he means is he himself is potter, but everyone in the boat, the other 99 people, all have to pay $1 or whatever. They have to pay the value of 1 pound of this guy's suitcase because they all really should have been giving 1 pound, and therefore they have to be, they're all chayiv to this guy, the 99 pounds that they should have thrown over. So it means he's not chayiv himself because he just acted on behalf of everybody else. That's the Sma says, but that's not the Pasha Pshat in the Rambam. Pasha Pshat in the Rambam is saying it's completely potter. Because the Rambam says, because the Mas is like a roidef. So, essentially, what the Magen Mishnah and the Kesef Mishnah say is that the Rambam is talking about a case, the two different cases. One case is where everybody brought exactly what they're supposed to bring. Everybody brought suitcases which were under 50 pounds. They all permitted to bring them. And somehow, there's just a big storm, and they feel like that throwing off the suitcases would help. So there's no roidef, and everyone has to throw off according to what they have to. But if we could identify that it's this suitcase which is making the problem, maybe then the halacha would be different. And once you could identify that it's this suitcase which is the issue, maybe that suitcase becomes the roidef. So how could you identify if it's that suitcase? Maybe all the other suitcases were within the 50 pounds, and this guy brought overweight. So maybe it's his fault, because why you bring overweight? Everyone else, no one else brought overweight. Perhaps. Or maybe a little bit more than that is that the Magen Mishnah says, it's talking about a case that the weight of the boat was full by the time he got on. He didn't pay for the priority seating. So he Lamaisa got on, you know, zone Q or whatever, you know, on the thing. And he's like the last guy to get on the boat. And they basically told him, listen, it's full. And then he went on and brought his suitcase. Now there's a problem with weight. His suitcase becomes the roidef now. That's basically what the Magen Mishnah and the Kesef Mishnah say. So, and the Kesef Mishnah says it has to be that way. Because the Rambam somewhere else actually did bring the Gemara by the boat and says that everyone has to pick if you must. So he brought that somewhere else. So obviously this is not what he means to Paskin here. If you look in the Kesef Mishnah, which is on the right-hand column, towards the bottom, Vani Oimer, Shemashakosav Shumavur, Shankin Das Macha, Enokosha Klal, Shemach, Ashapaki, Yud Beith Milchus Gzela, Kosav Din Sfina, Shamadaleha Nakshal, Vekan Kosavina Shakoshali, Shavami Kovira Masu, Mimela Mashma, Shetzarlfar, Shemashakosav Khan, Kumashakosav Ravamagi, the Mairi Bekain of the Dechamra. It's talking about that one of the suitcases is a Raidef. So that's what they want to say. So essentially, the way the Kesef Mishnah and the Magen Mishnah learn the Rambam, he's not a steer to the Gemara. And basically, you have to determine there's two different cases. One case when there's nobody at fault, and everybody's in it the same way. So when there's nobody at fault and everyone's in it the same way, so there the halacha is that everybody has to throw off their weight equally. Where you could pinpoint the problem is one of them, then that becomes the roidef, and you're allowed to throw that off. And it would seem like that's how we pass. If you go to the next page in the Shulchan Aruch, in Shin Pei, Siman Shin Pei, which is the next. I don't know if that's the chiluk. I mean, the chiluk is this. The chiluk is it coming because of the extra weight, or is it just random? In other words, this case is.
His suitcase is in a place where it's causing the boat to tip. So I can't move it.
It doesn't say.
Push it off the side.
The Rambam is saying this case is talking about where it's l'choshva l'hishavar mikovid amasui. It's because of the weight which is causing the problem. The other case is as amanachshol. It's just got bad weather. And so nobody's at fault. It's the weather just happened. So it's mazel of kuloi garam that the bad weather. Now, the way to ride the waves in bad weather, you got to have a lighter boat. But nobody's the roidef. It's not anybody's problem. Right. So how you allow to
shake away, whatever the akimta is.
Right. There's certain akimta you have to say how you can pinpoint one suitcase. How are you going to do that? Like we said, either he was the last guy on, or is it something specific about his weight which is causing the issue? But you're right. Where everyone brought on the good weight and the boat could have made it. It's not because it's overweight. Right. But what happened there is just as a storm. So there's no right diff. The lashon of the creative is mazel of kulei garam.
Do you see that, like, we measure the weight of the people?
Unless it's a person that should be. Unless they have a rule, that person's not allowed to come on.
More question, the person was not a free luggage. He wasn't allowed to be free luggage.
That's what I'm saying. Right, that's right. Yeah. And if you look in the Shulchan Aruch, it seems like this. Page 5, last line, Siv Dalit Shin Pei. Sfina Shechoshvali Shavar Mikovid Amasui, Loshan Rambam, Vomad Echamem Vehikami Masa, Vehishlich Beyam Potter, Shamasa Shabakamoy Roy Defachem Largum, Mitzrab Osa Shishlich Vashiam. Now the Ramah says v'yeshayimim, which all the Mefarshim say it's not yeshayimim. You have to say this is what the Rambam means v'yeshayimim. Dafka sh'tuuna yosem idai. We're specifically talking about a case where it's too much weight on the boat. Dahava hamasui kiroidif. That the weight is like a roidif. Avalim ena tuuna yosem idai. If it's not like that, ubanach shal tovan chayovin l'shalim u'mechashin l'fi hamasui v'lo l'fi hamomain, etc. Okay. So essentially, all the poskim pretty much are on the same page, except for the second teretz in the Sma, that this would be the halacha. Okay, so it's interesting halacha, but I think the bottom line is pretty straightforward. It's not complicated. That's the ikar din of if you can pinpoint that it's one, then the one has a din of a roidif. If it's not, then you don't treat it as roidif. It's the mazel of everybody. Now everyone has to throw off their weight. You would be permitted to throw off one person's weight. But then you would have to pay for it. But you wouldn't have to pay for it on your own. You would have to pay for it as part of the group. Okay? Now, to be mashlim the shir, that's pretty much that topic. I just wanted to get into something that we had mentioned a few times, and it's connected to these two topics, which is, what's the halacha of malpractice and halacha? In other words, a doctor has rishus to be mirape, and he messes up. So, if he was doing exactly what he's supposed to, and while he's doing it, he was mazik, so we learned last week. There's no problem. The question is here, he kind of made a mistake. He misdiagnosed, or he made some sort of mistake. Is he chayiv, or is he potter? So there's no Gemara about this, the Feirish, but there's a Tosefta. Okay?
Okay.
Okay, so let's see. You're saying it's Garmi? Grama? Okay, so there's a Tosefta.
Because you may have done something with your diet.
So it's worse. It's not better.
Okay, so good. So that's what the Tosefta says, basically. The Tosefta says, like, there's not in the copies there. The Tosefta says, it's a Tosefta in Gittin, Paragimel. It says, Roifei Uman Sharipa Bershus Bezdin. A Roifei who has Bershus Bezdin to be Merape. He got his Bezdin certificate. And he's allowed to be merape. V'hizik b'shoigeg. He thought he was doing the right thing. He messed up. Potter, he doesn't have to pay. B'mezid, if he did it on purpose, chayiv mipnei tikkun ha'olam. So, there's a few things in this Tosefta. One is that it sounds like we're talking about you need dafka rishus bezdin. So what's this business of rishus bezdin? And also, why does it say roife uman? Uman means like a high level. So it's a very big chiddush in the Pirush of Rabbi Chatzkel Abramsky. And when he says what uman is, he says rishus bezdin. How do you get rishus bezdin? Kishain beir roife acher mumche ubaki hemen. Has to be he's the best one. Otherwise, why would the bezin let you go to this guy who's only the second best? Avol im yesham roifei godlei emenu b'chochmas harafua oz ein lirushus bezin lehisasek bezeh afilu mibaki. You can't just decide, hey, I'm curious, I want to be a doctor. No, you got to be the best doctor. And if you're not the best one, you're not going to get rishus bezin to do this. So the only time you're potter is if you have rishus bezin. Rishus bezin, according to the Reb Chatzkel Abramsky, is saying, that the Bryce is saying you have to have rishus bezin is you have to be the best doctor. And if you're not the best, you have no rishos, and if you mazik, you have to pay. What's your business? What are you getting involved? Leave it to people that know what they're talking about. What? So leave it to the people that know, and if the people know, then there'll be potter. But you don't know the malacha well enough, then you shouldn't be involved, and if you do get involved, then you're chayiv. That's what it would seem like. Now,
isn't that subjective?
Okay, so you're asking a more basic question, which is, nowadays, when's the last time you had someone on his wall, you know, find, you know, I see, you know, Sherman restaurants, I don't see it on doctor's offices. What?
People collect.
So what's going on? Where did this Rosh Chodesh Bezdin come from, and where did it go to? What happened? Where is this? So the truth is, it's a halach in Yeridea also. It's brought in Yeridea. Simon Shin Lamed Vav Hilchos Roifei. There's a simon called Shin Lamed Vav Dinei HaRoifei. So over there in Yeridea Shin Lamed Vav, it says that Nosnar Torah is just a Roifei L'Rapois, etc. And someone that could be Merapa and doesn't is a Ratzeach. But he says, Mi lo yis asik berfuah elam kein hu baki v'lo yiyesham gadol mimenu. So Shachrach also says like that. Vimripa shaloi b'shus bezdin chayiv b'tashlumin. Vimripa b'shus bezdin v'tav ezek potem b'dinei adam v'chayiv b'dinei shamayim. So, two things. Shulchan Aruch says, first of all, you got to be the best doctor, otherwise you're chayiv. And even if you are the best doctor, and you have b'shus bezdin, and you're still chayiv b'dinei shamayim. You're just not chayiv b'dinei adam. The bezdin will not obligate you, but you should pay him back for the damage you caused. So, one thing at a time. What's this thing with the Rosh Chodesh Bezdin nowadays? How does that apply? So, the Tzitz Eliezer has an entire section in about Refuah. It's called Ramas Rochel. I don't know why it's called that. But he has a whole section about this. And he basically says, why didn't we ever hear about Rosh Chodesh Bezdin? So he says, because so he wants to say that that was in a time that there was no other way to verify if someone is a certified doctor. So every guy popped up and said, hey, come to me. Because what was Refuah in those days? It was just a question of who could come up with a better concoction of, you know, different herbs and stuff like that. There was no rhyme or reason to anything. Pretty much, there was no systematic medicine. It was basically, you know, a potluck of which herbs, you know, worked best for this type of scenario. So Mimela, there's no real system. It was not so. Therefore, the Bezdin had to be achroy on the people to make sure that they were taking proper refuah. But says nowadays that people have to anyway have to have government certification, some sort of medical school or whatever it is. So Mimela, that would replace the Rosh Chodesh Bezdin. That's what he says. His lashon is. It's not a psak din. Fine. Now, what? So he says, what about the best? So he says, the best is not shaykh anymore, because the best is only shaykh if the best one could treat everybody. But anyway, nowadays, the best, even if you knew who the best one was, and it wasn't subjective, right? There's no, there's not shaykh for the best, quote unquote, to treat everybody.
I mean, what's he saying now? Why don't you just say that the best was only needed if there's a machlokes between the two reifim in shtat, and one was a guy 1 week out of medical school, the other guy was there for 7 months. So the guy who's just 1 week out of school, he can't go against the best. But if they both agree on the cause of actions, then it's not a machlokes. Then you don't need to be the mumcha. The situation that the Shulchan Aruch is talking about is when there was a chalukah deis and the doctors and this doctor.
Well, this guy messed up, right?
Well, he messed up, but he was still.
I don't know if the best guy would say he would have done that. We're obviously talking about that this person messed up. You're saying every single doctor would have messed up? There's nobody that is higher up the rung that would not have messed up?
In this town, this is the best.
Okay, I don't know if that's the case. I mean, he went to someone else that takes his insurance or whatever, and I messed up. That's the case. So that's the Tzitz Eliezer says why. You don't need Rosh Chodesh Bezdin, and you don't need the best. Okay? And therefore, basically, if a person is certified and has permission to practice and he's doing it legally, then he would have the patur that it says in the Shulchan Aruch that he's potter. Now, why is he chayav b'dinei adam? So it's b'dinei shemaim. So it's like what David said, that it's a tzushtel to the Ramban. The Ramban makes that tzushtel to the Donis Hadin. He's like a dayan. A dayan also who makes a mistake is potter. if it wasn't a gross negligent mistake. It wasn't a toys bidvar mishnah. It wasn't like he missed something mefurish. It was a shikol adas. He thought one way and really ended up being proven the other. So he's potter. But if he really caused the guy damage, he should really pay. That's a grum. So here also, it would be similar idea. So basically, the bottom line is, if he has rishus to paskin, he has rishus to be a doctor, and you have rishus to go to him, and he has, well, quote unquote, rishus bez, and even if he's not the best, then pashtus, he's potter. Now, there was a dispute in the Bati Din in Eretz Yisrael. If nowadays things are different. Why? He says, because every doctor takes out malpractice insurance. So if he's taking out malpractice insurance, that means that he's assuming that he's chayev for malpractice. In other words, what's he taking insurance for? So he's saying that's a society. This is Ramendel Shafran, so he's the big dying today in Eretz Yisrael. So he wanted to say a svara that since the way the system is set up is you have to take malpractice insurance, when a patient is going in, he's going in al das that the doctor is going to be chayv if he messes up. Norvasi has insurance and fine, but therefore the unspoken arrangement is that I'm going into you. If you mess up, you're going to have to pay me. And if you have insurance, you'll have insurance pay me.
I'm telling you that I'm relying on you as an Iger Chayiv.
Right.
Yeah, so he's before that, if he's potter, can you sue the insurance company?
Yeah, but here, that's all in an accident that was never spoken out. Here, I'm going into a deal with you, and I'm knowing that you have insurance, so it's almost like an unspoken arrangement between us that when you're driving on a street, I'm not talking to the guy that hit me, right? Before, I'm not saying, I'm driving...
By law, he has to have insurance. He has to
make... He does, he doesn't, and sometimes they don't, and I never made a deal with him. But if I went ahead and made that we did speak about last week, 2 weeks ago, if I make an arrangement with you, that I want you to pay for this, and assuming you have insurance, that's a very different example. So he wants to say that's the case. So he says, Haray, kol soicher roife who adaita shiachroil in izakim. As he says, v'chol roife sheniska litipol mischayiv bin izakim shiyegroim. Mahay time lechud saki lechayvoy. Ramazam Nechemya Goldberg sent back a tshuva saying he doesn't really like that psak, and in Eretz Yisrael it became a very big issue. If you go with a simple reading of the Shulchan Aruch that someone who has Rishos Bezdin, which is a medical certification, and he's permitted to do it even if he's not the best, you would be potter? Or do you say that since the legally he has to have insurance, and there's kind of a unspoken understanding when you go to the doctor that if he messes up, he's going to have to pay? Do you say that that's enough of an agreement that the doctor essentially took responsibility for it, and therefore he would have to pay? Or you could go to his insurance.
I wanted to say he's only mechayev himself up to whatever degree the insurance is willing to pay.
Because the insurance is secondary. Once I'm going in al das that it's your responsibility, then that changes all agreement altogether. And now the insurance is if what you have, but the patient is going in al das, then it's completely the achrayas of the doctor. That's the svar, at least. I don't know exactly how the poskim.
In Florida, you don't have to carry the insurance if you have a certain net worth or a certain amount of assets. If you're implicitly, without even agreeing with the customer, the client, the patient, that you have enough, and they often sign things to acknowledge that they're not covered and that they'd be responsible to it for a certain amount out of pocket.
Okay, but he's also signing that he's going to be chayv. So you're speaking out, same thing. Right? Okay, I don't know if that's an understanding that the patient would have.
I wouldn't treat a patient that comes in already. Something goes wrong, you're high.
Right. No, but that's really what's going on. At the end of the day, there's an assumption across the board.
Protection for themselves because you could be sued for anything. I can't be busy with this, and who knows what's going to happen if someone brings a lawsuit.
But it's more than that, because it wasn't your decision. Because legally, you have to be insured.
We have to insure because...
So that means that legally, the understanding is that it's not just a good decision on behalf of the doctor because, hey, I don't want to deal with this. The system is set up that the doctor need to protect themselves. Why is that? Because it's...
Again, it's not big dinners because you know that this is the way the current system works.
Fine. So there's an unspoken understanding that we're going in, it's on you. That's the bottom line. That's the understanding of the societal understanding when you're going to a doctor. So therefore, that itself is like a tenai that's what he's tying. What does he say back? He says
I got that I have no practice insurance because I might mess up. And after peeking, you came to the office, you knew I was going to mess up. You knew that there was a chance that the person would make a mistake. I need to have malpractice insurance in case there's a mistake. And you still came to the office means... that you recognize that there could be mistakes.
So he says that whole concept that you could make a deal with somebody, there's a rub, I think it's Rav Zazam Nachemi Goldberg. He says, one thing, this that you can make a deal with someone is when you're hiring them. You're hiring someone. So you're hiring someone with certain conditions, okay? So that makes sense. But who says that when you're hiring someone, you could say, I'm going to give you this amount of food, or I'm going to give you this amount of pay, or whatever. But who says that you can make a deal to give someone in Nezikin that he's not chayv for? If he's not chayv for it, who says it's such an understanding?
It was the case of the money changer. I said, I'm telling you, I'm relying on you, and if it's wrong, you're chayv.
No, but then you caused me, because of that...
It's the same exact case. You caused me a hazard. That make it the deal that you wouldn't be chayiv on, but just since I told you that I'm going to rely on you, and you said, okay, so now you're chayiv. That was the case of the Gemara.
That's also going to be the amount of the Gemara. You were chayiv for a hezek.
Look, it's a huge, it's a very, very big Indian. There's a lot of tshuvas. I have over here a tshuva from Yitzchak Silverstein also on this. There's a lot of other tshuvas on this. But I just wanted to open up the sugya because it does connect to what we were discussing under the general category of he has rishos. Once he has rishos, then perhaps it's mutter, okay? Next week, sugya, we're going to get into if people do hezek together, who's chayiv? Is it, can you divide it up or not? It's interesting sugya, okay?